And the temperature right now in Kalamazoo is a wonderful 72 degrees. My name is Jeremy Lawrence. This is 590 WKZO. It is 3:08, and it is the time is upon us for a little something we like to call the Jeremy Lawrence Show, and glad that you could be with us today. Lots and lots of fun ahead as we've got some different things to cover. Coming up in the second hour, we're going to have the opportunity to have a sit-down conversation with Margaret O'Brien. She's state representative and candidate for the state Senate 20th District. She's going to be in second hour to chat with us about that. I'm going to ask her a little bit about Prop 1 as well, because that seems to be sort of an informal thing that I end up doing with a lot of these candidates. And Prop 1 is in such news right now. People are mainly wondering, what in the world is this? I get a vote on it, but I have no idea what that language means. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. She's got a little something that's coming up to help clarify that a little bit. So we'll talk to her about that, amongst other things. Also, ballot initiatives. You know, the minimum wage ballot initiative that was about, they say, 4,000 signatures short. There have been some other ballot initiatives and things like that. There was an article recently about this that I found intriguing, and it suggested some changes in the way that we do things in terms of ballot initiatives that I think might be at least somewhat sensible. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program. Also, if you'd like to pre-order an iPhone 6 and be ahead of the game, apparently you can do it with a caveat. You better be ready to pay up. We'll talk about that a little bit later as well. Oh, boy, it's interesting. Anyway,
I'm not getting one.
At least not like that.
No.
So we'll talk a little bit about that. Also going to be talking about, you know, there's been a lot of talk. The president brought this up over the weekend, the idea that companies are moving their headquarters overseas and how unpatriotic that is. And he brought up some of these ideas. Well, there was an article I read that had an interesting idea to be able to fix the problem, make things work a little bit better in this country. We'll talk about that here in a few minutes. And I want to bring this up to you because I would like to get your input on this to see if this is something, if this is the time to be able to carry out an idea like this. And, of course, on anything that we're talking about, you could be a part of the program in one of two different ways. You can, of course, join us via telephone. We definitely prefer that. You can call at 877-382-4280 or 382-4280 if you'd like to be a part of the program that way. Also, you can text us to be a part of the program, and people have done that as well. 80373, and you could just text your comments on whatever we're talking about. The appropriate comments we share, the inappropriate comments we hide behind our backs and hope no one sees. All right, Michael looks at them, but he's the only one.
I'm the only one.
He's the only one. All right. This program, this portion of the program is brought to you by the great folks, the Cancer Control Coalition of Southwest Michigan, and we wanted to make sure to mention them because they are being a part of things here, just as you're being a part of things here as well. Few things to bring to your attention before we dig into some of the items of the day. I promised yesterday that it is going to be a pretty good month in the month of August for movies. Lots of good stuff coming out. There's one called The 100-Foot Journey. This is has to do with restaurants in France, and Helen Mirren's a part of this, actually. So the same director that directed the movie Chocolat several years back. So if you know that one, that one's coming up. Also, you've got one called The Giver. Jeff Bridges is in this one. It's another one of these futuristic kind of things. Another one called Sin City. Expendables 3 is the docket for, you know, that's basically like action movie on steroids with everyone you could possibly imagine.
Every action hero.
Apparently, I saw in this next one, Kelsey Grammer shows up.
Yeah, so I don't, like, he's an action hero?
Really? You know, I think of him as Frasier. I don't think of him as pulling out a gun and killing people with it. But anything's possible, I guess. So, but Expendables 3 comes out. Stallone, of course, heading that one up. Arnold is in it as well, but he's got some new faces in it as well. Wesley Snipes, been a long time for him.
Yes.
And he's back in the mix on that one. Probably a good choice to get back into it for him since he's been otherwise occupied of late.
Bruce Willis in this one?
I think he is. I'd have to double check. I just saw the preview for it last weekend when I was at the theater. So, yeah, just there were so many faces. It was kind of like, okay, and okay, I've lost count. You don't even remember.
Way,
you know?
Way too many, I know.
Way too many faces. I just want him to put Kiefer Sutherland in it at some point. You know, I'm assuming Expendables 4, he'll be there.
He has to be. He's got to be. Jack Bauer.
He is. The problem is like, do you put him on there as Jack Bauer? And at that point, you got to ask yourself, all right, do none of these people ever go to the bathroom or sleep? It's the only thing I always wondered about Jack Bauer. Anyway, I bring all of this up to you because I promised you yesterday we were going to get into some good movie tickets at some point to give away. And as luck would have it, we've got them today. And we've got them for, no, not Expendables, not any of these other things, because there is still a movie that while technically it comes out on Friday, in all reality, it comes out Thursday, just to be different. And this is Marvel hoping to create another gold mine out of all of their comic books. They're doing that with Guardians of the Galaxy. So this one, seen the previews of this one. It's definitely one of these hero sci-fi kind of things. Could be interesting, don't know. But you'll have the opportunity possibly to take it in on us because we got four tickets to it for you to be able to check it out at Celebration Cinema in Portage specifically. Get ready, Michael. On the IMAX screen.
Oh, boy.
I'll tell you. Just, you know, any one of these superhero movies on the IMAX screen, that just about make you ready to drop right out of your seat.
Blows you right away.
Really does. So four tickets for you to check that out, and it will be on the IMAX. I was at Celebration Cinema last weekend. They had the poster right out next to the IMAX theater. So you know it's going to be there. You got to be ready for this one. It's going to be good. So that's coming up, and because I was not smart enough to talk about this when Michael wasn't looking, there will be some sort of dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question, I'm assuming.
I've got it ready.
So I can't even surprise him now and just say, okay, let's go. So, sorry.
I might start tearing apart the studio.
Yeah, he was doing that yesterday. If you missed the show yesterday, Michael was inadvertently tearing the studio apart. I'm not sure what happened, but fortunately the studio is back together today. I don't know how he did it, but he did it. That's all I could say. So anyway, I bring that up. Movie tickets coming up sometime during the course of the program. Always I like to tell you about what's going on our blog section, and today, no exception. We got some good stuff at WKZO.com. Video of the day. We all like frozen pizza, just as a real quick thing to, you know, all right, well, throw that in, 10 minutes, we're good, you know.
As long as it doesn't burn.
Yeah, you know. And frozen pizza, you're not expecting a lot. You know, you're just, it's going to be round, possibly. It's going to have sauce on it, maybe.
Some cheese, maybe.
Mostly cheese is on there, yeah. And whether or not it's going to taste good, well, yeah. Anyway. Well, the video of the day has a pizza expert. This is a guy that writes for a pizza magazine. He does tours of pizzerias in New York City. This is a guy that knows his pizza. Well, he does a blindfold taste test review of frozen pizza. As you can imagine, this is a fun video, so I want you to check it out. Also, the blog post of the day, you know the VA scandal? You know, that blew up, and we've talked about it here on the program. Well, a new wrinkle to it. Congress has come to a conclusion about what they can do to get things cleared up with the VA, but there are some new wrinkles to it. And I want you to read about it. It's in the blog section at WKZO.com. Of course, all of this will eventually be posted to our Facebook site. The video of the day is posted right now, actually. And you can get there by clicking on the Facebook link at WKZO.com. And if you haven't yet, like us. Be a part of some of the stuff that goes on there. because not only do we get the opportunity to comment and bring you some things, but you get the chance to talk back at any time. Not just when we're on the air, mind you, but any time. How do you like that?
It's not like Facebook goes away.
Yeah, you know, it's there at any moment, so you can be a part of the conversation there as well. All right, well, one thing before we dig into the topic at hand, I want to remind you, all this week we are out with gas and groceries. We've teamed up here at WKZO with Harding's Friendly Markets, and get this. You come out while we're there, and we're there from 11 to 1 through the rest of the week. I'll tell you locations here in just a second. You come out, you have a chance to guess the dollar amount of groceries right there on location. Whoever guesses the dollar amount or comes closest without going over gets to take the groceries home that day. How do you like that? Yeah, groceries are not cheap anymore. We understand that, so that could be a good thing. Plus, who couldn't use a gas card? Okay, you and the electric car sit down, but everybody else needs a gas card. Well, how about a $50 gas card?
That'll fill up the tank for a week, so that'll be good.
Yeah, you know, I mean, for me, it's usually about 10 days or so I can do on a tank of gas. Depends on if I go anywhere. If I go nowhere, I can last a little bit longer. If I go places, yeah, it's a little bit shorter, but that's a tank of gas. So we'll help you out with a tank of gas. We'll help you out with groceries. You got to be a part of it at Harding's. We're going to be at the Harding's Woodbridge store. This is from 11 to 1. I will be there. In fact, I will be the guy for the rest of the week doing these, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. So that's happening tomorrow at the Harding's Woodbridge store, Center Street of Port. I talk for a living. Do you notice? It's amazing. That's going to be West Center Street Portage on Thursday, Stadium Drive. Going to be out there. That's near 9th Street. On Stadium Drive, Harding's, and going to be there for you. And then the one on West Main coming up on Friday, all 11 to 1 are going to be doing it out all three stores. It's going to be a blast. We want to have you there from 11 to 1. You don't have to stay the whole time. You really don't. But you can if you want. I mean, we're not going to make you leave. But we'd love to have you come out and say hello. I'd love to see you in person as we come on out. All right. So I wanted to dig into a little bit of an issue that the president himself brought up. And he's talked about this. I've heard talk about this before. We've mentioned it a few times here on the program. Companies that, American companies that decide they need to relocate their headquarters to foreign countries. Now, they don't do this because they hate us. They don't do this because they're not American anymore. They do this because of how much money they have to pay at the corporate tax rate. It's pretty significant in the United States what they have to pay versus other countries. For example, corporate tax rate on marginal income in the U.S. is around 40%. 40%. Think about that. Now, that seems relatively high. You can understand why companies would want to do this because think about this. Switzerland, 18%. Most European countries have rates less than 22%. So if you think about this, and this comes from an article that appears on Epoch Times. Michael Bussler writes this. If you think about this, for a company that has an annual profit before tax of around $6 billion, changing headquarters would result in an increase in net income in excess of $1 billion annually. Shareholders would like that sort of thing. And if you're in charge of a company and you save the company $1 billion, you're going to get a raise.
Yeah, that's a big chunk of change.
They're going to be looking at that going, all right, see what they can do. Cool. So you understand why companies do it. It's not something I'm encouraging, but you understand it. Now, there are factors to consider, and you know, I've talked about this before, the idea of, all right, well, seems simple. Corporate tax rate, we need to lower it. Well, then we get to a point of where there are tax loopholes in regular taxes, so some of the more wealthy people would incorporate. Can you imagine, yes, Jeremy Lawrence, Inc.? What? That is my own personal business. Yes, it's a business of one. No, and I'm not one of those wealthy people, so don't go there. But there would be people that would do that. They would incorporate to get a lower tax rate. So what Bustler says in his piece on Epoch Times, he says what needs to happen is we set up a tax rate, a single tax rate for companies, for individuals, and he's got some figures that he ran to tell you what that would do. What he says is a 15% across-the-board tax rate. Now, there are details to go into this, and I want to get into the details. We're up on a break right now, so what we're going to do, we're going to get into those details here in just a little bit, and then we will take your calls as well as we dig into this a little further. I think it's intriguing. It's basically the flat tax. We'll talk about it further and take your calls, 877-382-4280, 382-4280, 803-73 if you want to text us. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. And the current temperature is 72 degrees. 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence Show. This portion brought to you by Heritage Christian Academy, your local pre-K through 12 school where faith turns friends into family. And we were talking a little bit before we got to the break about this idea of doing some sort of a flat tax. Now, here's what Bustler said, and this is Michael Bustler. He's writing on Epoch Times about the corporate tax rate, how it's at 40%, needs to be lowered. He's saying, all right, 15% across the board, corporate rate, personal rate, and no deductions for anything. Now, he did say this. First of all, you have to set it so there is a livable minimum. And basically what he says is for a family of four, it would be roughly twice the poverty rate. For a family of four, the first roughly $50,000 of income would require no federal income tax payment. So basically, it's sort of how it sets up now, but it's a lot more complex now. And then after that, it's 15% on anything you make above that. So the wealthy would end up paying a little bit more, but people would have a stake in this. And then, from a corporate tax rate standpoint, with it being at 15%, there'd be companies that would want to relocate to the United States to be a part of things. I think he brought up some interesting stuff. And then he starts to talk about how, you know what, we'd end up with more jobs, more income. There would be less spending on some of the social programs. There's a lot there to be talked about that I think might be worth at least looking at. It's basically a flat tax, but there are some other ideas in there as well. Now, we're going to continue the discussion with you about this. Throughout the hour, we've got a discussion about the weather coming up, as we're going to talk with Bob Larson from AccuWeather. It'll keep you in the know about what's happening. But after we get through that, we are going to continue this discussion. So I think this is interesting. 15% tax rate for everybody. I don't know. I'm intrigued. We'll talk about that. Take your phone calls, 877-382-4280, 382-4280, or 803-73 if you want to text us. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. And looking at 72 degrees in Kalamazoo, it's 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Talking here in just another minute or two with Bob Larson from AccuWeather so we can be up and in the know on what's going on weather-wise. You know, yesterday I had the opportunity to, and I don't normally do this, I've been known to run, but yesterday I had the opportunity to go out and bike a little bit.
Oh, that's a good experience.
And
yeah.
And particularly yesterday, boy, that was perfect weather for that.
Use the trail system?
Yes. Yes, actually. One of my favorites is in the system that Portage has all set up. So
the Bicentennial Trail?
Yeah, yeah. So it's a great, great trail. Yes, you'll see me there sometimes. I had the opportunity to check out that trail, and boy, was that pleasant on a bike. Lots of fun. So definitely we'll see if this is going to remain good weather to be able to exercise to. And we'll let you know. Also, just some baseball notes so you are aware of what's going on. Tiger Baseball, they're getting ready for a 3-game series, and hopefully things go a little bit better for them on this series. Doing battle with the White Sox. Gets started 6:40 is when the broadcast gets underway tonight. 6:40 tomorrow as well. And you can catch the action right here. And then Thursday, got a day game, gets underway. The broadcast does at 12:40. So probably going to be a shortened show that day. So looking forward to some baseball action that way. And looking forward to hopefully some good weather. I'm hoping anyway. That's why we're talking to Bob Larson to figure out if indeed it will be good weather. Bob, enlighten us.
Well, Jeremy, by and large, good weather for the next few days. A couple of bumps in the road here, similar to today in the sense that there have been some showers earlier. Those showers have grown into showers and some thunder showers to our south and east right now, already past us. It's pretty much going to be the story here the next couple of days, which leads to my word. The word is scattered. I'm not describing my memory when it comes to remembering things such as birthdays and anniversaries. A little scattered brain, but talking about scattered showers, scattered thunder showers. Nothing widespread, nothing terribly organized in the sense that we don't have any strong frontal systems come through, such as we did on Sunday. We don't have any areas of low pressure to sweep across the area, but we are going to be looking at a fairly unsettled or unstable atmosphere, which can lead to this scattered shower activity. The other thing we'll notice is a very slow day-to-day warming trend. Nothing at all dramatic. I don't see any hot or humid weather the rest of this week. Temperature just slowly recovering.
Okay. Now, Bob, I'm looking at the radar right now just to see, all right, what's there? And it sort of looks like, you know, scattered is definitely the word to use there. If we do happen to see any rain or anything like that, what direction will we be getting that from?
It'll be coming in from the north and west, and much of the activity, at least what you see right now on radar, that's already gone through. That's past us and moving away to the south and east.
So if anything happens, it'll probably be late tonight or something like that, unless it pops up.
Unless it pops up, and actually the atmosphere in these situations tends to stabilize late at night, so I don't think there'll be really any showers around of any consequence or significance late at night. So it would have to be something new that develops and tries to drift in between 8 and 9 o'clock after that. If it doesn't happen, it won't happen until sometime tomorrow, and we repeat the process Thursday.
Okay. Just a quick check with you as well. I mean, because, you know, the Tigers are in town the next few days, and we're looking at, all right, we're going to have some good baseball weather over around Detroit area?
Well, it's going to be comfortable, and although the weather there is pretty much the same as here in the sense that there could be a scattering of showers and thunderstorms the next few days, not enough to cause any rainouts.
Okay.
Worst case scenario, there's a delay at some point in one of the games, but even that might be a stretch. So I think this is pretty good. It won't be humid, it won't be muggy, it won't be hot. Pretty good and comfortable weather, but just that always that chance of a quick shower to come through.
Sure, sure. Okay.
Hey, 47 degrees this morning for a low. It did manage to clear out enough for that to happen. I was thinking it might not happen. 47, you think, when was the last time it was in the 40s in July? It's got to go back all the way to 12 days ago, the last time that happened in this unusually cool month, back on July 17th, when it was 46 degrees that morning. So this is our second time that we've been in the 40s this month of July, which is certainly unusual, to say the least.
And I did see somewhere there was a record cold temperature that not too far away from here. They were saying that Holland got the record cold for the United States. I don't know if you'd heard that, but wow.
The national low, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, so look ahead for us, if you will, as we look towards like maybe Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Are we warming trend, storms? What's on the docket?
Warming trend, but only to a point. I think we get back to 80, maybe slightly above Friday, and then right through the weekend, but not much above 80, not upper 80s, not a lot of humidity. Nighttime temperature still upper 50s, so still on the cool or comfortable side. By and large, it's partly sunny, but again, that ever-present chance of a shower or thunderstorm each day. We've got kind of, we don't have any big area of high pressure to come in and keep enough that we can say it's just going to be sunny and delightful. So it is summer, and even though it's not hot and humid, showers and storms for a variety of reasons can still pop up here and there, but not enough to want to cancel any outdoor plans at this point. So, again, the key word is scattered, not only today and tomorrow, but probably through the weekend. The only difference is it'll be a little warmer this weekend with highs at or just above 80.
Okay. All right. Well, looks like we'll check in with you again tomorrow and see if all this is going to hold for us.
We'll talk then. And hard to believe that this upcoming weekend, first weekend of August.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Kids will be going back to school.
At least
soon.
It is to me. I don't know. I just like, wow, where's the time going?
We had that long winter, so...
It just kind of felt like it took forever to slog out of that winter, and then here we are racing through the summer.
It's what it feels like.
So, well, Bob, appreciate you checking in.
All righty. My pleasure. We'll be back tomorrow.
All right. Bob Larson there with AccuWeather, letting us know, you know what? I might get a little wet, but not bad.
Not bad.
I can handle weather like this. I was talking a little earlier about I was out doing a little exercise, was on the bicycle, which was the first time in, I think, since last summer, since I was on a bike. But actually just starting to break in and do a little running and a little bit of that. I've been on the mend. Nothing too bad. But when you got a little pain, it's kind of tough to run with it.
Yes,
so,
it is.
You know, I've been dealing. Over my vacation, I pulled something in my back, I think. So it makes it a little difficult when you try and run when you're sitting here going, ow, 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 ow.
Yeah, every step.
That's just not fun.
Yeah, can't deal with that.
So I had the opportunity yesterday to get it. That was good. I commented, I'm doing this again sometime. I'm really going to do this again sometime. It was just so much fun. So the weather like this and those temperatures, perfect for exercise, perfect for getting out and enjoying, and perfect for just, you know, sitting outside in a lawn chair if you're into that, too. You know,
nice iced tea in hand.
There you go. An iced tea or a lemonade, you know.
Or lemonade,
don't discriminate.
Yeah.
If you like lemonade, that's cool. That's fine. But you know what? It's all good. It's good stuff. So we'll check in with Bob tomorrow, find out what things are going to be like as we continue to look towards the weekend. Right now, though, I think it might be time to do something a little different. Something a little fun. Something, I guess, unusual.
What would that be?
Well, I don't know that it would be totally unusual. Something that would be, say, this dramatic. Certainly not that dramatic, but we're going to give away some movie tickets. How about that?
Right.
All right. Here's what we've got for you. I've got tickets for you to go see Guardians of the Galaxy. And this is coming out, according to the listings I've seen, Thursday. There's going to be some showings of that Thursday. So actually, it's officially the 31st is the opening date on this one. It's going to be everywhere on Friday, of course. But you get the opportunity to see this, Guardians of the Galaxy. I got four tickets for it for Celebration Cinema in Portage on the IMAX screen. Man, could you be a hero to your friends that way. Four tickets, you get to go, you get to take a date. Heck, you get to take a double date. Or you know what? You can make friends in front of Celebration Cinema. Hey, want to go to the movies with me? Really? Yeah. The IMAX, yeah. You can make instant friends that way. So four tickets. Here's what you've got to do. First of all, you know, as people are calling now anyway. They're just assuming.
They're anticipating.
They're assuming that they're going to know what they need to know here. So here's what you got to do. Give us a call. Toll free, it's 877-382-4280 or locally 382-4280. And when you call, not only do you have to be nice to Michael, you also have to know the answer to the dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question that Michael is about to lay on us.
And here we go.
All right.
What Marvel TV show debuted on ABC in 2013 and will be back this fall for season two? Couple of hints. It's one of my favorite TV shows.
And everybody knows what your favorite TV shows are, Michael. So, yes, that's what a great hint.
This one will be meaningful, though. It stars Clark Gregg as Agent Phil Coulson.
Okay. All right. So if you know the answer to that, honestly, I can't help you on this one. I don't remember the answer to this one. So you know what? Michael, take care of you on that. Give us a call at 877-382-4280. 382-4280. We'll give you four tickets to go see Guardians of the Galaxy. It's the latest in the Marvel universe of superhero movies. Should be a fun one. We'll let you know what the answer is to that one, and we'll keep talking about, we were talking about flat tax earlier. We're going to pick that up again and chat about it. I think it might be worthwhile. We'll keep talking. You keep listening. And we're looking at cloudy skies and 72 degrees as we continue on here to the Jeremy Lawrence Show, 590 WKZO. Well, we had opportunity to give away some movie tickets, and according to what Michael is telling me, we did.
Yes.
All right. So, for people that are on the phone right now, this is the person you're going to have to hit up.
Bob from Three Rivers.
Bob from Three. All right. So, if you know Bob, there you go. Hit him up. Maybe he'll even take you to the movies. I don't know. Bob's going to do what he wants to with the tickets. But Bob had to know the answer to a question. And what a hint, too, Michael. Tell him it's your favorite TV show. That just,
yeah.
Man, that everybody knows what that is.
So. If they went to my Facebook page, I'm pretty sure it's under my favorite TV shows.
There's your reference. Next time that we do some dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia, just go to Michael's Facebook page. You know,
he'll probably find the answer right there.
It'll be right there. You know, these are the things he's interested in, so he'll ask you questions on these. Anyway, there was a question and answer. He knew it. You know it. I forgot about it. So so enlighten anyway. Enlighten me, I guess.
Okay. The question was, what Marvel TV show debuted on ABC in 2013 and will be back this fall for season two? And the answer is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. See, as soon as you said it, I knew it. But it had just slipped my mind, you know, because I watch Netflix, to be honest. It's not on Netflix yet, so I don't know.
I DVR it when it's on, so
of course.
It's a great show.
Of course, of course. I've heard a lot of good things about it as well. So, sadly, you don't get to see your favorite superheroes on it all that much, from what I understand.
That's not what the show's about, though. It's not about the superheroes. It's about the agents.
Uh-huh.
And everybody that was complaining about the superheroes, well, whatever. They can deal with it. This isn't a superhero show. This is an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show.
He's devoted. That's why we have him on the show. All right. So congrats, Bob, on winning these tickets. And I know you're looking forward to that movie. A lot of people are. A lot of people are. I may have to take this one in sometime in the next few weeks before that gets out of theaters. But certainly going to be a fun one. Well, we were talking earlier. Corporate tax. And the president brought this up in his weekly address. Corporate tax rate, he says, basically, you know, companies are relocating their headquarters in order to pay low corporate tax rates. Well, here's the basics. And if you joined us earlier, we were talking about this. Corporate tax rate on marginal income in the U.S. is right around 40%. In comparison with other countries, most European countries have rates less than 22%. Switzerland has a rate of 18%. You can understand why companies would want to relocate. Well, it's been brought up, the idea, well, let's lower the corporate tax rate. Well, then there would be people on their regular taxes that would say, all right, you know what? I'm going to become a corporation because it'd end up being lower taxes for them. So here's what was brought up, and it's an article by Michael Bussler. It's on epictimes.com. And in this particular article, he suggests that what we need to do is get tax rates across the board, corporate tax rate, individual tax rates, 15%. Set it at 15% and then set a livable minimum for individuals. Put that at twice the poverty rate. Basically would mean that it would set tax rates for family for the first roughly $50,000 of family income would require no federal income tax. Then after that, 15%, no deductions at all. And I found this intriguing. Basically what he did, and he ran the numbers on this, he said that that would add as much as 0.5% to average long-term growth. We would see a 5% growth rate in the next year or so unemployment would fall dramatically, labor force participation rate would go up, there'd be new higher-paying jobs, there would be more full-time jobs all over the place, $200 billion would be added to tax revenues every year, spending on social programs would fall. It sounds like a win to me, all things considered.
It really does.
This sounds like the kind of thing that we could use to be able to say, all right, you know what? Here's what we need to do. Think about this. This would boost the economy. This would be something that would help all of us. And if all of this works well at the federal level and all these jobs are happening, guess what would happen on the state level? Think about that. Increased tax revenue would come in. We would have enough to be able to, fix the roads. How about that?
There we go.
I'm all for this idea. I think it's a great idea. You know, and you talk about, all right, take the deductions out, but you've got to define it in such a way to say, look, your taxes would be simple. Next year, when it comes time to calculate the taxes, you go, okay, first $50,000, gone. After that, take your income, 15% of that, that's what you're taxable for. What was collected? Okay, you get a refund or you got to pay in. Just that simple. Then you don't have to go through all these hoops of, well, okay, what about this? What about that? And do you have this? And do you have these 4,200 receipts? And, I mean, I get tired thinking about it. You know, I do my taxes myself, sort of. TurboTax helps me. But you think about how simple that is. You could sit down and do your taxes yourself. Amazing.
It'd be so easy.
Amazing. Got a caller calling in right now. Chris is standing by on the line. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the program.
Man, talk about shooting ducks in the barrel. This one's going to be easy. First of all, what about those hundreds of millions of CPAs that will now be out of business? Because now I can just take my taxable income times 0.15, bam, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
So those poor guys, what are they going to do? I guess they'll go work at McDonald's, so their full-time jobs will become part-time jobs. So then the next problem that I see here is and I wish I had a good Andy Rooney accent or imitation, and I could use his voice. How come it is that every time a Republican talks about stimulating the economy, it has to do with cutting taxes? And that's the refrain on the other side. Because
mm-hmm.
every time we talk about stimulating the economy, it's about cutting taxes or regulation.
Mm-hmm.
And they will make the argument that, of course, if you have a tax that's not progressive, then it must be regressive. So if we have a fair tax all the way across the board, everybody pays the same rate, it's unfair to the poor who have to pay more. I'm not sure how that works out.
Yeah.
But so that's the next argument. And I mean, I can look at math and ascertain that that's not true, but that is a solid argument on the other side.
Sure.
That a flat tax,
Chris,
in fact, you're...
Chris, I got to run. I'm up against the top of the hour, but thanks for your call.
Yeah, bye.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.